This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. By many accounts, the new FAFSA is still a mess. But counselors encourage students to try to get through the federal financial aid form anyway, because it's key to being able to afford college. Samantha Mondro is a counselor at Noble Bulls College Prep on Chicago's West Side. She says some of her students still cannot submit the FAFSA because of issues that have not been fixed. But she doesn't want students to get discouraged from trying.
When it does work, because there will be a time when it will, it could mean the difference in being able to afford certain options. And you deserve to have that money because these programs were put in place to help.
She reminds students submitting the FAFSA is the only way to get federal grants and loans to help pay for college. Former Chicago Alderman Edward Burke is now a retired lawyer. That comes after questions about his ability to keep practicing law despite his corruption conviction. The state Supreme Court normally suspends the law licenses of lawyers guilty of misconduct. But in a highly unusual move, the court did not do that in Burke's case. That's because too many justices cited conflicts of interests and recused themselves. Since then, Burke's status has changed, and he's now listed in state records as retired. After his conviction, Burke's lawyer says he first floated the idea of Burke retiring with the State Attorney Registration and Disciplinary Commission, but was told no. Now, the lawyer says, ARDC has changed its mind. The agency won't publicly discuss the matter. Two Oak Park teachers won a Human and Civil Rights Award for helping an influx of migrant families settle in their school district. WBEZ spoke to one of those teachers about the award from the Illinois Education Association. Jennifer Jaros is a multilingual teacher at Oliver Wendell Holmes Elementary. She organized donation drives for the asylum seekers who arrived in Oak Park from Venezuela. And she even set up a resource hub for migrant families.
A lot of these children literally arrived with the clothing on their bodies and had not had anything stable in their lives for a very long time because of what's going on. And the right thing to do was to help them.
Still, Jaros says more support staff is needed in schools to help migrant children with their trauma. Northwestern's time in the NCAA tournament has come to an end. The Wildcats men's basketball team lost to number one Connecticut 75-58 last night. Undersized and overmatched, Boo Booey and the ninth-seeded Wildcats were never able to cut their margin to less than 16 points. The game marked the end of the road for graduate student Bowie, who says being a Wildcat meant everything to him.
It's bigger than today's game. You know, it's just more so that I won't be able to ever put the uniform on again. But I can say that I'm proud of, you know, what we've been able to do this season and last season.
Bowie broke Northwestern's all-time scoring record this season. The team is finishing with a 22-12 record. Two more things you should know today. The effort to increase the sales tax on high-end Chicago properties has officially failed. The Associated Press called the election Friday night after thousands more vote-by-mail ballots were counted. The measure failed, with the latest count at 52.3% of voters opposed to it. In the Democratic primary race for Cook County State's Attorney, retired Judge Eileen O'Neill Burke held on to her lead over Clayton Harris III yesterday. Harris inched within 2,015 votes of Burke as the city counted another big batch of mailed-in ballots. That puts him less than half a percentage point behind. The county is still tallying suburban ballots, but has not posted an update since Thursday. Today's weather, temperatures will reach the high 50s, and it will be windy. Tomorrow, rain is expected with temperatures hitting the mid-50s. That's it for now. Later today, we hear the origin story of the Bronzeville Winery, a restaurant and wine bar at 44th and Cottage Grove.
I remember when we first were approaching banks and saying, you know, hey, fund us, please. Yeah. And looked at us and they're like, you're going to open a what, where? Why do you think this is something that will be successful in this community? No, wow. We don't do that.
Wow.
And I think we were told no probably 30 times before we got a yes. You know, I think for us, we want to show and we want to be that beacon that when people are told no, we're like, yeah, you can do it, and try to help them, point them in the right direction.
My Rundown co-host Erin talks with Bronzeville Winery's co-owners. They want their business to be a beacon for others investing in Chicago's South Side. I'm Adora Nambigande. Thanks for listening.